This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
Yeah, let's go to war. Let's go to war. Wayne Allyn Root. In the war room at Wayne Manor, coming to you on USA Radio Network, and of course my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET in the great Las Vegas. Another great day in Trump land, another wild day in Trump land, so much going on. Fox News, rest in peace. I'm here with the obituary for Fox News. They're over. They're history. They're yesterday's news. All 3 million viewers should dry up tomorrow and go away. Can you imagine what would happen to Fox News, which has got to be one of the most valuable media properties in the world, probably one of the top five, if tomorrow everyone stopped watching? I mean, there are very few Muslims watching Fox News. There are very few Black Americans watching Fox News. There are very few Latino Americans watching Fox News. There are very few gay Americans watching Fox News. There are very few Democrats, liberals in general watching Fox News. So what is Fox News worried about? They're the most popular channel in cable news for 20-plus years in a row. They dominate cable TV. They dominate cable news. And they just can't take the success. They want to commit assisted suicide. Why? I don't know. But they've been trending to the left. It gets worse every day. They pulled my great friend Judge Jeanine Pirro off the air this Saturday and next Saturday, 2 weeks in a row. Her show is suspended because she said something that every conservative in America agrees with. If you're a liberal Democrat, congresswoman, and you're allowed to question the loyalty of Jews, because we, and keep in mind I'm Jewish, because we love America first, but we also love Israel, if you're willing to allow that to be questioned, which is the most silly, ridiculous thing I've ever heard, why can't I question, or in this case, Judge Jeanine question, whether you're wearing of a hijab, which is something you do when you believe in Sharia law, means that maybe, just maybe, we're asking a question, not making a statement, maybe, just maybe, is that a problem for your loyalty of the United States of America? Because the U.S. Constitution does not go with Sharia law. And I dare someone argue with me. Let's have a debate. Set it up. Come to Vegas. We'll rent out a ballroom. We'll rent out the MGM Grand where they have the fights. And I'll go one and one with any Muslim who wants to debate whether Sharia law goes with the United States Constitution. It doesn't. So if a congresswoman believes in Sharia law, and I don't know that she does, I know some have suggested that Ilhan Omar married her brother. I don't see how you could be a United States congressperson if you married your brother. That's called immigration fraud. It's called weird. It's called strange. It's called sick. It's called perverted. But most of all, it's immigration fraud. How can you be a United States congressperson? Is that part of Sharia law? I don't know. I just ask a lot of good questions. I don't make statements. I don't know what Ilhan Omar really believes in her very small-minded mind. I just know she hates Jews. I do know she hates Israel. I do know she's the biggest mistake in the history of United States politics and the history of the United States Congress. But Judge Jeanine asked the simple question, is it possible that we're allowed to ask about where her loyalties lay? When you wear a hijab and the things you say indicate you're not a fan of Israel, not a fan of Jews, is that un-American? I think it's a very valid question. Should you be in the U.S. Congress? And what are your loyalties? All valid questions. Fox News gets complaints from CARE, the Council on American Islamic Relations, which so many Democrats have labeled a terrorist funding organization, including Chuck Schumer in the past, before the Democratic Party was bought and paid for by communist, radical, and Muslim interests. Now nobody will say such a thing. But Schumer once said, the ultimate Democrat once said, that CARE is nothing but a front for Hamas, which is a terrorist organization. So the question becomes, what is Fox News thinking? How could you suspend Judge Jeanine for asking a question that seems like Chuck Schumer would have asked only a few years ago, the leading Democrat? Why would you suspend the most popular show on Saturday night? I've gotten more response. And when I say response, it usually means I said something and you responded. But I mean, just viewers and fans and listeners of mine sent me more emails and more texts over this weekend about Judge Jeanine's suspension than anything ever in the history of Wayne Root on the air. And they're all saying they're never going back to Fox News. They're done with Fox News. But that was before today. Today, Fox compounded the error times 10,000. They hired Donna Brazil as a Fox News contributor. Now, let me tell you what a joke that is. I had to hear all this whining for the last week from liberals, and I did plenty of whining, too, by the way. By the way, I did plenty of whining because I believe my son Hudson, who was a lock, should have been the lock of the year in the entire United States to be accepted by USC and was not accepted by USC with top SAT scores and the winner of the National Merit Presidential Scholarship. And he got cheated by all these liberal Hollywood losers who got their kids into USC by bribing and cheating the system. Horrible cheating, not minor cheating. I mean hiring other people to take the exams, putting their children's heads on other people's bodies to make believe they're athletes and claim they're a crew or a tennis player or a basketball player when they're not, never played a day in their lives. Massive fraud plus bribery. And everyone in America has been up in arms about it, including Wayne Root, because I believe my son was absolutely ripped off, and I'm going after USC with everything I got. But liberals freaked over this. Oh, it's proof that rich people take advantage of the system. Blah, 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 blah. It's actually proof that rich liberals take advantage of the system. But how could you be upset at a cheating scandal involving colleges at the same time that Fox News hires Donna Brazil, the biggest cheat in the history of politics? Not only did she cheat and admit she handed the debate questions in advance to Hillary Clinton. I mean, massive cheating on a scale you can't believe. If Wayne Root runs for president against Obama and a network executive or a network anchor person or the RNC or DNC chair hand the questions in advance to Obama. He knows them and I don't. That is like handing the questions on a game show. And then the person wins $100,000. That is massive cheating on a massive scale. Donna Brazil is like the game show cheat, or she's like the college cheat. And Fox News hires her today. Not CNN hires her today. That would be terrible. I'd be ranting. MSNBC hires her today. I'd be ranting. But Fox News hires a cheat and thinks nothing of it. But last week they had all kinds of stories about the college cheating scandal. This is how you reward a cheat. So first of all, why would you give money to the ultimate liberal, commie, pinko, radical scum who wants to destroy Mitt Romney in 2012, wants to destroy Trump in 2016, the ultimate liberal that runs the DNC, who cheated to get Hillary elected? And then that was small scale, actually, because the biggest cheating, she was the head of the DNC at the time that the DNC ripped off Bernie Sanders. So she didn't just hand the debate questions. She was in the middle of ripping off a presidential primary. This is what I keep railing and ranting about. That Donald Trump has done nothing major wrong. I'm not saying he's done nothing wrong. I'm saying he's done nothing major wrong. Just like I speed every day. You know, I drive a Maserati. 65 miles per hour is a suggestion. My car goes 190. It goes 0 to 60 in about 4.7 seconds. So obviously I like to drive fast, and once in a while, I'm a little faster than the speed limit. Let's put it that way. So all of us break rules every day, here or there. but not massive cheating. What she was involved in, fixing a presidential primary and handing the questions to Hillary at the same time you tried to fix the primary? Come on, that's massive cheating. Trump is going 66 and a 65 along with Wayne Root. Donna Brazile is fixing primaries. And she also wrote a book where she basically said, I know I'm putting words in her mouth, but unless you're an idiot, you can read between the lines. And she basically said that Seth Rich was murdered by someone in the Clinton or Democratic Party, and she was closing her blinds all the time because she was scared to death. She didn't know who'd be next, and it might be her. So she was in the middle of the Seth Rich mysterious murder. She was in the middle of stealing the Democratic primary, and she was in the middle of cheating Bernie Sanders by handing the debate questions to Hillary, and Fox News hires her while they're suspending Judge Jeanine, the single, maybe the single most popular host they've got on the entire network at this point. And by the way, if she wasn't before, she is now. So I think every person that watches Fox should leave Fox right now. First of all, you got a great alternative. Wayne Root on Newsmax TV is by far. Every person that's ever watched my show says, I'll never watch Fox News again. You don't need it anymore. Everything you need is my show, 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 Pacific every night, and then repeating the next day at 1 o'clock Eastern and 10 a.m. Pacific. 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific. The next day. So that's everything you need is on Newsmax. There's another one, America. What is it? America something news. AOCNN. AONN. America's something news network. There's a lot of networks out there that people have never explored because they just keep coming back to Fox because people are creatures of comfort. But Fox News needs to be taught a lesson, and you need to abandon them now. Get away from Fox News and watch them panic as their ratings drop to zero. They don't deserve you to watch anymore. Break your Fox habit. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root on behalf of my great buddy, Ron Corey. Ron's one of the most successful businessmen in Vegas. He's living the American dream, and he's written a hot new best-selling book about his crazy and dangerous journey. This Vegas tough guy and former Marine fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes. An entire city tried to frame him and put him in prison for 50 years. But my buddy Ron is so tenacious, he beat them all. And now he's telling the real story, nothing but the facts. Tenacity is the raw story of what it takes to make it in Vegas and the business world. With the most colorful and shady supporting cast ever. Ron beat the police, City Hall, and stage 4 cancer. What are the odds? Only in Vegas. Tenacity is such a wild story. Hollywood now wants to turn Ron's book into a movie. This story is so good. Famous movie actor Michael Madsen of Donnie Brasco is the voice of the audiobook. Go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Corey as a book, ebook, or Kindle. That's Corey, C-O-U-R-Y. Visit his website, RonCoreyAuthor.com. For more details, go to Amazon to order Tenacity today.
At Indeed, we understand that when it comes to hiring, it's important to have a large talent pool to choose from. But sometimes too many good options can be overwhelming. That's why Indeed doesn't just give you access to a large pool of job seekers. We also offer screener tools that let you instantly narrow down your search. Hone in on hiring with Indeed. Increase your visibility to great candidates with a free sponsored job upgrade on your first job posting at Indeed.com/promo. The sponsored job upgrade is a $50 sponsored job credit. Users are charged once the credit is spent or it expires. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
War now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, USA Radio Network, Newsmax TV. I'm your relentless warrior, conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, always Trump warrior, SOB, son of a butcher. Patriot, it's America first, America second, America third, America 10,000, and then at 10,001 Israel. That solves any dual loyalty questions by any of the wonderful Muslim representatives in the United States Congress. Okay, America first, America second, America 10,000, and Israel number 10,001. Those are my priorities. I'm not sure where Somalia's priorities are for Ilhan Omar, or where Palestine's priorities are with Rashid Tlaib, or every communist country in the world's priorities are with Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. But I know I'm at Israel number 10,001, but they're the first country I back behind America. It just so happens to be America 1 through 10,000. I'm a capitalist evangelist. I love capitalism and what it's done for me. God bless capitalism. I'm American-made and proud of it. You can only find a war like this, a Wayne Allyn Root like this, in the good old U.S. of A. I'm a warrior for God, guns, gold, tax cuts, term limits, taxpayers, Trump, and that tall, wonderful wall. I'm an ass kicker, not ass kisser. I fight for American citizens, not illegal aliens. That's how we save the great United States of America. This show comes to you from my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET. Owned and operated by the great Edward Stoltz, gave me my shot in radio and stations all over this great country, blessed by God, and syndicated by USA Radio and the great Fred Weinberg, who gave me my shot in syndication. Thank you, Fred. Thank you, Ed. It's the Ed and Fred Show. We're in the Fordham Resources studio. Fordham Resources is the main title sponsor of the show. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of high-profile oil and gas resources in North America and internationally. U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. FTMR. Find out more at FordhamResources.com. That's Fordham, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com, ticker symbol FTMR. We're the most caller-friendly show in America. Call toll-free from anywhere in the USA. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. RootForAmerica.com is my website. WayneRoot@gmail.com is how you email me at any time. And my Twitter handle is @RealWayneRoot, just like @RealDonaldTrump. And no sooner I spent the entire opening monologue criticizing Fox News and really urging everybody to boycott them and walk away from them and punish them. And it now turns out, here's a headline, retired Army Major General Paul Valley, formerly Fox News' senior military analyst, announced Sunday he plans to boycott Fox News over the suspension of Judge Jeanine Pirro. As of today, and because of my friend Jeanine Pirro, I am boycotting Fox News, he said on his personal Facebook page. He's also the Military Security Committee Chairman for the Center for Security Policy in Washington, D.C. He's a decorated Vietnam War veteran. And I agree with everything he said. I agree with everything he said. I agree with everything Judge Jeanine says. Time to punish Fox News. You know, Murdoch is retiring, and his sons are morons, pinheaded, small-brained, liberal morons. And they're trying to destroy Fox News. So let's destroy them. Bye-bye. I think they're going to lose millions of people over what's happening. Donna Brazile, the hiring of her, and the suspension of Judge Jeanine, they're going to pay for this one. Alan Krueger, top economic advisor to Clinton and Obama, dead at 58 from suicide. Just 1 year older than me. Another liberal commits suicide. I don't know why. I'm not going to get into it. All I'm going to say is he's the only honest economist from the left I ever heard, because he admitted after he left as the chief economist to Obama, he admitted that he did a study in almost every single job created by Obama that Obama took credit for. Millions of jobs he took credit for. After losing millions, he gained back millions. They were all part-time, crappy, low-wage jobs. Obama's entire economy and his entire communist ideas and his entire Obamacare destroyed the economy and created, took away all the full-time jobs and brought back nothing but part-time crap jobs suitable for an illegal alien to clean toilet bowls and tend bar. That's it. That's all he created. The only guy who knew that, who was honest enough to admit it, was Alan Krueger, and he suddenly commits suicide. Maybe. He's dead. I'll tell you that much. And there was another terrorist attack today in the Netherlands, one dead, several injured in a tram shooting. And the suspect, 37-year-old Turkish suspect, obviously Muslim. You know the media won't cover that. But, you know, the killing in New Zealand, oh, that's got to be the biggest news story in the world. And we got to blame Trump for it. So who's to blame when Muslims kill? What liberal Democrat politician is to blame when Muslims kill? Should it be Ilhan Omar? Should it be Rashida Tlaib? Should it be Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez? Should it be Nancy Pelosi? I didn't blame any specific Democratic politician when a Muslim kills people outside the United States, in Netherlands. But liberals spent the whole weekend blaming Donald Trump for a shooting in New Zealand. And by the way, the guy had a 75-page manifesto. He mentioned the word Trump one time, one word, out of 75 pages. What a joke.
Are you having trouble sleeping? Have you tried all kinds of sleep aids that don't work or have suffered from their side effects?
Hi, I'm Dr. Eric Siliberti, clinical neurologist and sleep expert. If I were to tell you, I've developed an all-natural scientific breakthrough called Relaxium Sleep that will help you fall asleep fast and sleep deeply through the night, you'd probably be skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you by giving you a risk-free trial.
For your free trial, call 800-644-9444. Relaxium Sleep is the only natural sleep aid developed by a clinical neurologist. Its triple-action formula contains two unique ingredients, Valorest and Sensoril, proven to promote fast, deep sleep so you'll wake up refreshed. Be one of the first 100 callers, and we'll include our free Delta Wave music CD to reach your deepest sleep. Call 800-644-9444 for the best sleep of your life. 800-644-9444 or visit TryRelaxium.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A Turkish man was captured Monday hours after he was identified as a suspect who allegedly gunned down three people and wounded several others on a Netherlands tram in an apparent terrorist attack. The man was known to authorities and on terrorist watch lists. Hundreds of people are being forced out of their homes by flooding that's claimed the lives of at least three people in the Midwest. The National Weather Service says historical flooding is washing over the Missouri and Mississippi River basins. Governors in Iowa, Nebraska, and Wisconsin all have declared states of emergency. Iowa Republican Governor Kim Reynolds says her state has been especially hit hard.
You know, it's significant damage. Almost every levee south of Council Bluffs to the Missouri border has been breached. And so, you know, that's something that we're going to have to deal with going forward. How do you fix them?
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Broadcast.
broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas. This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. By the way, there are 13 candidates running for the Democratic presidential nomination, and the only ones who have any real chance of winning, it appears, are white males. So I think you could successfully argue the Democratic Party is now the party of white male extremism. Why not? Make that argument. Joe Biden, Bernie Sanders, Beto O'Rourke are probably the three fundraisers. Bernie Sanders and Beto have raised the most money. As soon as Biden gets in, he will raise the most money. Well, all the other women and minorities can't raise anything. Can't raise their name significance, can't raise any money. It's all Beto, Bernie, and Biden. It's all B's. It's white male extremists whose names begin with B. Bernie, Beto, and Biden. Interesting. We've got a guest. I'll be with him in 1 second. Josh Manning of WesternJournal.com. I want to mention the sponsor of our show, Liberty HealthShare. Because if you're among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care, I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. This has to be the greatest ad and the greatest endorsement and the greatest testimonial in the history of mankind. Because who could ever go on the radio and say their host joined 3 years ago? I've not only saved $18,000 a year, so multiply that times 3 years. I've saved $54,000 in premiums thanks to Liberty HealthShare. But also my son had a $2,500 dental bill. They reimbursed us $2,000 out of $2,500. I had 3 doctor visits in late 2019. All 3 were free, not even a copay. And then I got kidney stones and needed real surgery for the first time in my life. And I thought I was in real trouble, man. I've never been in a hospital. I've never been under anesthesia. I did my tonsils out when I was like 7 years old. So actually, you know, once in my life I was in a hospital having surgery, but that was when I was 7 years old, and that was therefore 50 years ago. And I was too little to even remember. I don't remember a thing about it, but I did have that. But, I mean, this is the first real hospital surgery of my life, and they took all the stress off my shoulders by negotiating the bill in advance with the hospital and then paying for all of it, and all I owed was the deductible. That's it. Thank you, Liberty HealthShare. I love you. Starts at $107 a month for a single, $449 a month for a family. That's the way healthcare should be. Call Liberty for more information. 855-58-LIBERTY. Tell them you want the same health insurance as Wayne Root. 855-58-LIBERTY or lightyourliberty.com. And by the way, one of my listeners complained last week that they thought Liberty was not paying them what they should be paying them. I forwarded the email to the big shot at Liberty. He forwarded it to all his top executives at Liberty. Dale Bell is the executive director I sent it to. Dale forwarded it to all his executives, and they solved the problem. And I got this wonderful letter late last week saying, Wayne, you're the greatest. You solved our problems. They weren't paying my husband's bill on something specific we thought they should. There was a mix-up. It was confusing. And now they paid it. Thank you, Liberty HealthShare, for taking care of my listeners. 855-58-LIBERTY, lightyourliberty.com. Let's go with our guest, Josh Manning of WesternJournal.com, with today's most popular stories by Western Journal and Conservative Tribune, two sites they own that are both top 10 in the whole country for getting traffic for conservatives. Hey, Josh Manning, how are you?
Wayne, I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. 110% recovered from my kidney stones, feeling like a new man, feeling better than before I had the surgery. So really, really relieved because I just, you know, obviously was nervous. Trust me.
Can you say that on air?
Yeah, I just did. Listen, it's no different than Monday Night Football when Dennis Miller said a guy's going out for a minor groin injury, and he looked up and said, "Wait a minute, there's no such thing as a minor groin injury." And I thought that was one of the great lines of all time. Right, one of the greatest lines of all time. And just a few rocks when they're going through a man's organ, believe me, it's not a small deal. All right. Anyway, all is well in Wayne Root's organ. That's all I'll say. We're here with Josh Manning. Always has great news stories at Western Journal. And so let's talk about some of the big ones. First of all, AOC. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez has diving poll numbers, and she is obviously quite embarrassed about it and lashing out about it. Tell everybody about it.
Yeah, this is pretty good, Wayne. Her numbers have been dropping since September. And we've got some polling data in from Gallup, and I can go through a few of the numbers with you. But basically, the takeaway is that she has dropped, about 10 percentage points, and that equates to somewhere around almost a 60% drop from where she was. And she's dropping among almost all constituencies. When you look at her, when you look at the breakdown, the only place that she's gained ground is with Democrats and with non-whites. Everyone else, including 18 to 34-year-olds, everywhere else she has lost ground. Now, the fun part about this is that, of course, you know, she's a sort of a spoiled, arrogant leftist who thinks everything should be handed to her. So, of course, she's trying to come up with excuses for why this is happening. And she gave possibly my favorite excuse that I've heard, at least in the last year, for anything political.
I can't wait.
Well, you know, she said, you know, look, the real problem is that Fox News is telling more and more people about me. So my poll numbers are dropping. In other words, as more people learn who she is and what she stands for,
that's a problem.
She's becoming less popular.
Yeah.
Now, Wayne, that would be like me saying, you know, gosh, I was really popular before I went to this party, and then everybody saw what I was like, and now they hate me. You know, I guess it's the party's fault. No, it's not the party's fault. It's your fault. People getting to know what you're actually like, what you actually believe, and seeing through you. It's fantastic. And Wayne, truly, I think the most telling part of that is the 18 to 34-year-old demographic. I mean, that's the place where leftist socialists, those people, where they think they're going to do the best. I mean, this is why you've got Pelosi wanting to drop the voting age to 16. They feel like they're going to do best there. Look, her numbers dropped with 18 to 34-year-olds. Went down 7 points between September and February. 7 points. That's
right. Huge.
Right. That's huge.
Well, you know what this story reminds me of? Lori Loughlin, you know, the one who got her two daughters embroiled in the cheating scandal. You know, I'm sure her daughters would say the same thing. Like, nobody really knew them, so they had multi-million dollar endorsement deals, and as soon as we found out what they're really like, they got kicked out and dropped out of USC over the weekend, and they lost all their endorsement deals. So as soon as people found out what they're really like, nobody likes them anymore. Well, that's the same as Ocasio-Cortez. Isn't that just too bad? They find out what you're like, and they don't like you. That's kind of funny.
Hey, did you see on the Lori Loughlin thing, did you see that there was actually an episode of Full House based on a really similar premise where she and John Stamos are trying to figure out if they should try to sort of rig things so that their kids can get into a school? They end up deciding not to. So they did the right thing on the TV show and the wrong thing in real life.
That's funny. I didn't even know about that one. That's hilarious. The thing that I think is most interesting is maybe you'll correct me on this one, because you obviously are the guru of news and see more than I do. Everything runs across your desk, Josh Manning. So I haven't seen any articles that say, by the liberal media, that say, oh my gosh, all these rich cheaters are Republicans. So I'm guessing they're all Democrats and Democrat donors, because if there's dead silence about them being Republicans, they must not be Republicans. We know the Hollywood ones must be liberals. I'm sure most, maybe not all, but most of the corporate CEOs that I saw are probably spoiled brat, you know, cultural PC liberals as well. And I'm sure that most of the really rich people are big liberal, anti-Trump, DC swamp people. Have you seen any article claiming that they're Republicans? I haven't.
Boy, Wayne, that's a great, great insight, and I haven't. And I haven't seen everything that's come out on this, of course. But you know, if there were even a whiff of conservatism or Trump support around these people, it would instantly be linked to that. And wait, the other piece of this that nobody's really talking about, I don't know if you know this, in my past life, before I was involved in news and new media and stuff, I worked as a vice president in this sort of office, in an enrollment office at a college.
Uh-huh.
And, man, I can tell you, overwhelmingly, the people involved in academic administration are leftists. They're liberals. They tend to be uber liberals or even hyper liberals. And I would bet you a steak dinner right now that the admission people who were involved in the scandal, that they were all Democrats, leftists, liberals. I would bet you a steak dinner. I can't prove it. I can't tell you. I don't have facts on it. I would just, my gut tells me, my experience tells me, they were all probably leftists.
And the same
people who would say, oh, big money's bad. We don't need big money in politics. But big money lining their pockets is perfectly fine.
Right, I was going to say, because I went to Columbia University for 4 years, Josh, and I was Barack Obama's classmate and George Stephanopoulos' classmate, and knew up close and personal all these big-time liberals, I can tell you that they're almost all my classmates, almost every one of them. Not Obama, obviously. Obama, ironically, was about the most blue-collar guy other than me. But almost every kid I went to Columbia with hated America. They all called themselves communists, and they were all from rich families, and they were spoiled brats who hated rich people and resented rich people and hated their own parents because I think they all felt deep down that their parents bought their way into Columbia University. I didn't feel that way because my dad was a butcher and never spent a dime to get me into Columbia. So I had no hatred for America or hatred for rich people or hatred for capitalism. But all the kids I met did, and I think now I understand why, because they probably were bribed to get in and cheated to get in to Columbia. So they did feel tremendous white privilege and white guilt and rich guilt. So I have no doubt that all the people that cheated to get their kids in were in fact, you know, overwhelmingly liberal. Maybe not all, but overwhelmingly liberal. Hey, I understand you only have time for one segment tonight. Is that correct?
Yeah, sorry, Wayne.
All right, we will miss you. We would have liked to have gone over all the other headlines. We've got so many more, but you know what? You can go find them all by going to Josh's website, westernjournal.com. Maybe we should always leave them with a taste of, ooh, I want more. Go to westernjournal.com. Josh Manning is the editor there, senior news editor, and some great stories. And I have a story to tell you off mic, so stay on. I want to tell you something off mic, okay? We'll be right back.
You got it. Thanks, Wayne.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.5%, APR 4.78%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hi, I'm Wade Allen Root for Tangible Investments. Tangible's CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, and featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. The Dow is down 4,000 points since the peak. The Russell 2000 down more than 20%. In 2008, the market fell 55%, more than half your net worth wiped out. You need asset protection now. If you're a qualified client who has ever bought gold or silver before, and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and could show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000 and go for your free $199 coin.
Step up your style with some of our best savings on quality flooring at Lumber Liquidators. Save 15% on all premium Bellawood hardwood floors from only $3.99 a square foot. Or save 15% on our best bamboo Morningstar Ultra. And let our professional installation team do the work for you. Plus, special financing helps make your tax refund go even further. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you. Lumber Liquidators. Beautiful floors for less.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Synagenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy in my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Synagenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Synagenics.com.
War now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, welcome back. Synagenics, sponsor of this segment of the show. You know, in the last segment, I said how much I love Liberty HealthShare, because when I actually got kidney stones, which is, you know, something that happens in life, luck of the draw, man, family genetics, whatever, I got kidney stones, and they saved me. They took that burden off my shoulders. Well, I also have to thank Synagenics because they gave me a foundation of health, and I felt the best of my life before I came down with this kidney stone emergency. And now I recovered from that surgery in a matter of days, not even like days, like technically like 9 days or 10 days. I'm talking the day after the surgery. I was on this show. Hopefully you heard me. Guesting on my own show with my guest host, Lee Elsie, the day after the surgery. I was on for a half hour. And then 3 days later was Monday, and I did my three-hour show, and by Tuesday I felt 90%, and by Wednesday 100%. So in less than a week, I was 100%, and then in a couple weeks, I was like 140%, meaning I felt better than I ever felt before I ever got sick. So that's because of my foundation of health from Synagenics, and you want to call them because the phone call is free. And because there's a free, no-obligation consultation, so nothing costs you. All the risk is on their part. All the money spent is on their part to tell you what they got, and then you decide if you want it. But they made Wayne Root great again. I feel fabulous, and I got to, you know, thank Synagenics. I attribute it to Synagenics. They did a great job for me, my fitness, my exercise, my eating habits, diet, my vitamins, my hormone therapy, all of it really did a wonderful thing for me and built a foundation of health, and also was like the fountain of youth. I mean, you could peel back somewhere between 10 and 15 years off my life. Thank you, Synagenics. Off my life, off my age, I should say, on TV. My face looks much younger. Thank you, Synagenics. So give them a call, 888-YOUNGER, 888-YOUNGER. Highest recommendation from Wayne Root, 888-YOUNGER. See, I try all my sponsors' products. I'm involved. I'm in the middle of it all to make sure it's great for you guys. 888-YOUNGER. I'm the guinea pig, and there was a flying victory here, a big win for Synagenics. 888-YOUNGER, or go to Synagenics.com, C-E-N-E-Genics, G-E-N-I-C-S. .com. Got a quick call. Let's take J.D. in Vegas. J.D., you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Well, I'm a little bit disgusted with everything I've been hearing all over the weekend from these stupid Senators Blumenthal and Kane lying about the president, everybody lying and blaming him for the basically the massacre in New Zealand with his talks and criticizing him again for Charlottesville, when in the next sentence in Charlottesville he criticizes the bad people. But, he's angelic compared to just about every Democratic president since FDR. I'm wondering, did NBC or CBS or CNN ever tell you in the last 2 weeks that 120 Christians were murdered and chopped up in northern Nigeria?
No, actually, it's on my list here to talk about in this segment, and that's, I interrupted it by taking your call. I was going to talk about the terror attack in Netherlands today by a Muslim from Turkey, and the fact that there have been quite a few Christian deaths in Nigeria at the hands of Muslims. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
But crickets from NBC and CBS and CNN and ABC, like I said, this man is angelic compared to the thuggery that FDR did with communists in his administration and affairs, going to Truman, working with mob bosses in Kansas City, JFK going out with a German spy and a mob girlfriend, LBJ with his corrupt businesses down in Texas and his thugs and his lobbyists that he was going to go to jail if he didn't kill Kennedy, Clinton's girlfriends and giving our secrets to North Korea and Chinese. All of the Obama scandals that never happened, according to Holder and Lynch, and all the emails with alias names. But President Trump is a racist. He's a Jew hater. He's a warmonger. He is everything in every name in the book these people are calling him. I'm fed up with it, Wayne.
Yeah, and can you imagine, by the way, this sounds like a minor thing, but it's not. What if the chief economist of Donald Trump committed suicide? Well, Obama's chief economist committed suicide today, 58 years old. He committed suicide, the chief economist of Obama, Alan Krueger from Princeton University, an economist from Princeton, committed suicide age 58. What would the liberal media be saying? Well, it would be a combination of two things. Number one, they'd be laughing, right? I can never laugh when someone commits suicide. I could say condolences to the family, prayers for the man, I hope he's okay in heaven, blah, blah, blah. I would never say make fun of him, but I'll bet you could, if a conservative committed suicide, it was chief economist of Trump, they'd say he committed suicide because he's embarrassed at the hate Trump and how Trump has hurt poor people and Trump has hurt black people and Trump has hurt Latinos and the racism made him commit suicide. So that'd be number one. And number two, Rachel Maddow, the ultimate liberal conspiracy theorist, and all her friends would be spinning yarns about how it wasn't really a suicide. It must be some sort of a murder, right? But on the other hand, it was Obama's guy who committed suicide. It was his chief economist. Maybe he was embarrassed at the Obama economy and what was created. How many people suffered for those 8 long years?
Wayne,
the middle class was destroyed.
Could I say one?
Yeah.
Could I say one thing regarding that? Would it not be a plan for Obama and his people to make all of these no-paid jobs, part-time jobs, to put as many Americans as possible on government assistance so they would be entitled to, must vote for Democrats all the way down the future? Could that possibly been their secret economic plan?
Yeah, I argued for 8 years that Obama was like a suicide bomber on the American economy, intent on destroying the economy so he would destroy capitalism, bring us to our knees, and make us the socialist nation. And the only difference between Obama and Ocasio-Cortez and the commies in the Democratic Party today is he hit it much better and acted like a moderate. They're at least telling the truth about who they are.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Jeunesse, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Offer.